From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey state-run news agency says U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire have combined to kill 104 Islamist militants in northern Syria. The news agency reported Saturday the strikes came late Friday as retaliation just hours after rockets fired from IS-held territory hit Turkey's border province of Kilis, wounding five people. The Turkish media outlet reported the U.S.-led strikes in Syria also destroyed seven buildings used as a headquarters by IS. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in Kilis and many more wounded due to cross-border missile attacks from Syria. Turkey typically responds to IS attacks with artillery shelling. An open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. The signatory said Friday that to hold the games would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus had been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. The World Health Organization has said pregnant women should avoid areas where Zika outbreaks are occurring, including the Olympics Games in Rio de Janeiro. In an opposing view, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says there's no public health reason to cancel or delay the Olympics. He says the outcry about the health risks of Zika and the Olympics may well be overkill. This is VOA News. About 1,000 protesters marched and chanted outside the San Diego Convention Center as presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to supporters inside. Waving U.S. and Mexican flags, protesters confronted police in the Southern Californian city, which sits just 24 kilometers from the Mexican border and where a third of residents are Latino. Police said they made three arrests, including one man who climbed a railing separating protesters from officers. His arrest led protesters to spray water and throw empty plastic bottles at police. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that he would have no choice but to retaliate against the United States over the country's missile defense system in Europe. Putin, while speaking on a trip to Athens, Greece Friday, said he will have to respond after the U.S. deployed its missile defense in Romania and Poland. Colombian rebels have released three journalists being held hostage by guerrillas in a remote and restive region of the country. The three were released on Friday. They include Spanish-Colombian journalist Salud Hernandez Mora, who writes for Spain's El Mundo newspaper and Colombian newspapers, Diego de Pablo and Carlos Melo of the RCN network. Pakistan's prime minister will undergo open-heart surgery next week. Nawaz Sharif will have his second cardiac operation in 5 years in London on Tuesday. The prime minister's daughter, Maryam Nawaz Sharif, has written about the upcoming operation on her Twitter account. Memorial Day is an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May that honors men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military. U.S. President Barack Obama urged Americans on this Memorial weekend to thank the country's veterans. He spoke Saturday in his weekly address.
Over the years, Michelle and I have spent quiet moments with the families of the fallen. Husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. They've shared their pain, but also their pride in the sacrifices their loved ones made under our proud flag. It's up to the rest of us to live our lives in a way that's worthy of these sacrifices.
Memorial Day is the traditional beginning of the summer season in the United States. A vintage World War II aircraft crashed into the Hudson River between New York and New Jersey Friday evening. New York City police say the body of the pilot, a 56-year-old man, was recovered from the wreckage a few kilometers south of the George Washington Bridge. The P-47 Thunderbolt was one of three planes that took off from a public airport in Farmingdale, New York. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.